Hi, I'm Father Graham. The miracle recorded by St. Mark in today's Gospel shows us Jesus' way of dealing with people. The poor man in question was both deaf and impeded in his speech. No doubt it was his inability to hear which made his speech so imperfect. Jesus took the man away from the crowd so that they could be in private. Jesus is showing the most tender consideration. In some ways, it is more embarrassing to be deaf than it is to be blind. A deaf person knows he cannot hear, and when someone shouts at him, he becomes all the more helpless. Jesus was showing such great consideration for a person for whom life was most difficult. God always treats us as individuals with individual needs. And to help the deaf man know what was happening, Jesus acted out what he was doing. He put his hands on the man's ears to show he was curing his deafness, and then touched his tongue with saliva to show he was restoring the man's speech. People thought that spittle had curative qualities. We still do. A parent kisses a little child better. And Jesus raised his eyes to heaven to show that it was from God that this cure was coming. He has done all things well, the people marvel. The people instinctively repeat the verdict of God in the book of Genesis, when he looked upon his own creation and saw that it was good. When Christ came, bringing healing and salvation, he had begun the work of recreation. In the beginning, everything had been good. We spoilt creation by sin. Now, Christ was restoring God's beauty to a world grown ugly.